We're learning, Tanya, we're learning the basic and fundamental work of the Alter Rebbe for Hasidus Chabad, and we're applying these ideas to non-Jews, to Bnei Noach. That's, so to speak, besides the translation of the words, that's my job, actually. That's what I'm supposed to be doing. And we are basically in the end part of the second chapter. What did the Alter Rebbe explain in the second chapter? That the Jews have an additional soul, a different soul than the non-Jews. We explained in the previous class what kind of soul the non-Jews have, actually in the end of chapter 1 and chapter 2, what's actually the soul of the non-Jews. But over here we're talking about the soul of the Jews. And we explained that this soul is connected to its source, which the source of the soul is God, godliness. And we, the Alter Rebbe, brought an example of the son, the father, the relationship between the son and the father, the son within himself, the different parts of his body connected to his head, the son being connected to his quote-unquote original head, which is the father, and the souls being connected to their quote-unquote head, which is God, Hashem himself. However, the Alter Rebbe spoke about, at the end of the previous class, the Alter Rebbe spoke about what's a Rebbe, Rosh Bnei Yisrael, what's the head of the Jewish people. That's what a Rebbe is. And it's interesting to note, even though it's not written in the Tanya, it's not the subject of Tanya, as I mentioned a few times, and I'll continue to mention this, Tanya was originally written for Jews. And, okay, we're trying to apply the ideas, of this, at least some of them, many of them, whatever, to non-Jews, but originally written for Jews. So, the Tanya talks about the Rebbe, Rosh Bnei Yisrael, the head of the Jewish people, for Jews. But the truth is that, at least, our Rebbe, the Rebbe, he spent many, many hours, I would say hundreds of hours, talking about non-Jews, laws for non-Jews, and he really received non-Jews just as Jews. The last 5-10 years, almost 10 years of his life, he actually received every Sunday lots of people, thousands of people, and encouraged them to give tzedakah, to give charity. And the Rebbe would give them $1, and you should give that dollar or more, whatever you want, to charity. And he received Jews and non-Jews also. And there are many videos on this. You can look it up, and you will see. Okay, having said all of this, let's continue with the Tanya. With all of these, that there's a connection between the limbs of the body and the head, and we said that the Rebbe, Rosh Bnei Yisrael, the leaders of the Jewish people in a specific time and age, they are the heads of all the limbs, quote-unquote, which are the souls of Jews of that generation, and I would say the souls of every single human being of that generation. There's a connection over there. With this, we're going to understand what our sages say, Al Posuk LeDav Kavoy, on the verse that we have to actually get tied with God. We have to, Dveikus means like attachment. You have to attach yourself to God. What do our sages say? Like, can you attach to God? God is a spiritual thing. We are material, so you can't attach yourself to God. How do you do that? Our sages say, Shekol adavek betamid chachomim maile alav akosov keilu nidbak bashchina mamesh. Every person attached to the sages, talmid chachomim, the sages, the wise people, rabbis, whatever, of his generation, that's going to be like attachment to the presence of God, literally. The Alter Rebbe adds this word, mamesh, literally. By attaching yourself to the leaders of your generation, I added these words, your generation, as a continuation of what the Rebbe said before, what the Alter Rebbe said before, but it's not written over there. In any case, by attaching yourself to the sages, you attach literally yourself to God, literally. Why? How does it come? A rabbi is a rabbi and God is God. The rabbi is not God. How do you attach to a rabbi and suddenly you're attached to God? Because by you attaching yourself to the sages of the generation, there's a link of the soul. Again, nefesh, ruach, neshama, I'm not explaining the details, not really relevant right now, of the ignorant people, umeyuchadis, and they're like one with b'mahus anarishon, with their first essence, so to speak, v'shorsham, and their root, shebechokhma Eloi, in the supernal wisdom of God. So again, since this sage is attached to God, by you attaching to the sage, you attach yourself to God. What do you mean the sage is attached to God? It's the same question. So how is the sage attached to God? It's exactly the same question. And the answer is very simple, Torah. That Rebbe is going to say it in chapter 5. But the answer is so simple, Torah. Since the sage lives with this godliness, so to speak, revealed within himself, we're talking about like a Rebbe, really big sages and so on, by you attaching yourself to the sage, you attach yourself to God. Because he is attached to God. By loving God, by keeping his commandments and so on. So again, just going to the text, so we see how it flows. By you attaching, but al yidei dveika, I'm going back just a few lines. By al yidei dveika betalmidei chachomim, through you attaching yourself to the sages of your generation, kshuris nefesh ruach neshama shelam ha'aretz, the souls of the ignorant people that can't learn Torah. That's why he stresses amei ha'aretz. What do I care? Like, everybody is attached to God through attaching yourself to a sage. So why is he stressing amei ha'aretz, ignorant people? Because the ignorant people can't attach themselves to God through Torah. They don't know. They can't learn. So these people that can't learn, how do they get attached to God? By attaching themselves to Talmidei Chachamim, to sages. And they become meyuchados b'mahusan harishon v'shorshem shebechokhmei Elohim. And they become these ignorant people that can't learn for whatever reason. They anyway have an obligation to learn, but whatever. They can't learn a lot, deeply, and so on. So they get unified with their first essence and their root in the supernal wisdom of God. And as we explained before, God and his wisdom are really one. Behu amada, and he is the knowledge, etc. As we mentioned before, the Alter Rebbe started basically the second chapter talking about this thing of the Rambam, the Maharal of Prague. Okay, God and his knowledge is one. They are one. All right. So by an ignorant person that can't learn, by himself getting attached to Talmidei Chachomim, sages, he is attached to God. Now the Alter Rebbe adds something in brackets, which is very interesting. What happens with people that actually rebel against the sages? Like, I don't want to be attached to you. Who are you? Rabbi, this, blah, blah, blah. So what happens to those people? Do they get attached to God or not? Yenikas nefesh ruach neshama shelahem. You should know, says the Alter Rebbe, basically. I'm not translating literally, but you should know that the nurture of their souls, where does it come from? From the back, so to speak, of the soul of the sages of the age. So what does it mean? Every single godliness, so to speak. Alter Rebbe is going to say this, but really, really in the second part of Tanya. So there's a lot to learn before getting to that. Alter Rebbe is going to say that revelation of godliness in this world is through tzaddikim, through the righteous people, that they perform miracles and wonders and so on. So then you, quote unquote, see godliness. So the point is, every single, in Hebrew we say ashpa, flux of energy of God comes to the world through the sages of the time. Either you're connected, so to speak, face to face, and you receive face to face, the Alter Rebbe is going to talk about this later in chapter 6, or you're still connected, but back to back, not face to face. Like, here, there you go, have it, and do whatever you can with it. But the point is that every single person in the world is attached to those sages. There's no such a thing as a person disconnected from them, even if they rebel against them. I don't care what you say, Rabbi. They still get nurtured from them, from the rabbi, so to speak. All right. Having said all of this, we see there's a very strong connection between every single limb, quote unquote, that means soul, human being in the face of the earth, with godliness himself, through the Talmidei Chachomim, and so on. Now, the Alter Rebbe goes into a question, and he answers the question, which is interesting. But the truth is that even in the most deeper, so to speak, deepest explanations of Tanya, it's not so clear what the question is. Like the real ones that know Tanya, they'd say, I don't know exactly what the question is, but let's move on. It's not going to be a problem. There's something written, there's a question over here. There's something written in the Zohar. And in the Zohar Chadash, which is the part of the Zohar itself. What does it say over there? What's the main thing over here? Now you're telling me that there's a soul and the soul goes through a whole chain of worlds and levels and so on, and that's what modifies the soul, and that's where you get a Talmid Chacham, a sage, or an ignorant person, a simple person, and so on. The truth is, it says something else in the Zohar. And the Zohar says that the main thing for a soul, so to speak, the main thing is that father and mother should sanctify themselves in the time of gestation of the baby and so on. That's the main thing. Not the soul God is going to give you. What are you thinking while and so on? Which is not the case with the sons, children of ignorant people, etc. He doesn't even want to quote what the Zohar says. Like, if a person is an ignorant person, why? Because the father and mother are ignorant people thinking about garbage in that particular time, and that's why you get a sign the way you get it. What do you want now? That's the soul, quote unquote, which we will see that is wrong. And I'm saying this on purpose. That's the soul you get. You think about garbage, your son is going to be a garbage. What do you want now? So that Rebbe explains. No. That's not the way it is. No. Hainu. That means the following thing. There's no such a thing as a soul, that the soul comes from God, and he's the one that decides exactly which soul each person has and so on. But this soul, there's no soul without a garment. And this garment comes from the soul of the essence of the father and the mother. So there's one thing that is called a soul. Who decides this? God. And how does the descent of the soul affect the soul? That's also decided by God. However, the soul needs a garment. It's not just the body. There's something more, which is called a garment. Whatever that means, it's called a garment. And every single mitzvah, commandment, positive, negative, whatever, that a person does is through that garment. And even all the energy that you are given from the heavens, all of it comes through this garment. This garment is fundamental for the soul to be able to receive, to give. And if the person, father and mother, they sanctify themselves, they have good thoughts and so on, yamshich levush kadesh lenishmas benoy, you will project a holy levush, a holy garment, I'm sorry, to the soul of your son or daughter, whatever. Even if we're talking about a very high level soul, still needs sanctification by the father and the mother and in that particular time and so on. But the soul itself, sometimes a very lofty soul, really lofty soul, comes to be the son of a very low person, very despicable and low person. That's God who decides which soul goes where. But the garment through which the soul is going to interact with the world and with God, yeah, that depends on father and mother. But that's just a garment. Like the Arizal wrote, called Zebelikutei Torah, in this particular place, whatever. Over there, you have the source where you can see more details about this. So chapter one is, in general, the animal soul, besides all the questions that the Rebbe brought in the beginning. Chapter two, the godly soul. Now let's go to chapter three, Behinei. Now, How's the structure of the soul? Both of them, the animal one and the godly one. What's the structure of the soul? Hine kol bechinas madrigas mishalosh elu nefesh ruach neshama. Now, all these levels, which are called nefesh ruach neshama, again, that I'm not explaining, levels of the soul, klula me'eser bechinas, is actually compounded, so to speak, with 10 levels. But the truth is, these are not parts of the soul. It's not that the soul is part 1 plus part 2 plus part 3. No. These are expressions of the soul. Soul doesn't have any parts. You can't divide it. You can't add or subtract. No. These are 10 expressions of the soul. It would be just as if you say, I am a father, I am a brother, I am a son, I am a teacher, I am a student. All these things, all right. Am I so many people and composed of? No. It's just me. Enough with one tuvia for the whole world. It's just me. You don't need more than one. But I express myself in different times, in different situations, in different ways. But it's just me expressing myself. Same thing happens with the soul. Every expression of the soul has actually 10 spiros, 10 expressions. Keneged, and the Alter Rebbe says, Keneged, and this is interesting, it's parallel to Eser Sfiros Elyonos, to the 10, let's call them spheres, but they're not like circular things flying in the air, no way. They are 10 expressions that God decided that He wants to create a world that needs His presence to be shown in the world through these 10 levels, not more than, not less. Why not less? Because it wouldn't be enough to create the world the way God wants it. Why not more? Because it's not necessary. It's not necessary. This is what God decreed, so to speak, decided. These are 10 levels, which are called spheres, supreme spheres or whatever. Shenishtal shelumehen. All the powers of the soul actually come from those 10 levels. In other words, Alter Rebbe doesn't say it like this, but I think it's easier to understand like this. God created a world. Okay, very nice. The world is over here. What do you want from this world? I want the world to be refined. I want to be revealed in this world. That's what God says. All right. How do you do that? I'm going to put human beings in the face of the earth, and I want them to reveal me. All right. To work with the world and reveal me. Okay, but there's a problem over here. If the spiritual structure of a human being, the tools, so to speak, that a human being has to reveal God is different than the tools of the world, they're not going to be able to do the mission. It's impossible. Maybe, and just maybe an example would be, like you take a person, you take me. Okay, I speak English and Spanish. Okay, Spanish, whatever, other languages also. And you put me to give a class in Chinese, to Chinese people that only know Chinese, to know about God. I can't. I don't have the tools. I don't know Chinese. I'm sorry, I can't do that. No, but you're really, really nothing. I can't. I can't do the mission. So the same thing happens, the soul is created in such a way that the structure of the soul is exactly the same structure of the whole world. Why? Because now the soul can work with the world. That's the idea. All of this comes out from just two words, nishtal shelumehen. Again, the soul and the structure of the soul is derived from the structure of the world. So how's the structure of the soul and the world? Nechlekos leshtayim, these 10 levels that we spoke about before, that interestingly, that the Hasidus in general is not an explanation of Kabbalah. Kabbalah and Hasidus are two different things. Over here, the Alter Rebbe is using concepts from Kabbalah to explain things. Why? Because there are no other ways to explain this. Just Kabbalah goes as deep as to explain these ideas. But that doesn't mean that we're really learning Kabbalah. The point of all of this is to understand what's my mission in the world. What's an intermediate person? Let's never forget about this. How do I serve God? So in order to understand all of that, okay, let's go to these concepts. But it's not the concepts by themselves, for themselves. Oh, I want to learn Kabbalah. No, I don't want to learn Kabbalah. Why? And the truth is, people don't even know what it means to learn Kabbalah. They think this is learning Kabbalah. They don't know anything. But whatever, let's move on. These 10 levels, they get divided into there are three mothers and seven doubles. This language, actually, the Alter Rebbe is buying it, is borrowing it from Sefer Yetzirah. Pirush, what does that mean? This three mothers, seven doubles, what is this? Pirush. Chochma bina v'da'as, there are three levels that are called wisdom. It's just a translation. Wisdom, understanding, and das means knowledge. V'shiva zimei abinyan, another classical language to talk about this subject, 7 days of the creation. Chesed, gvura, tiferes, chulei. All these levels, kindness and severity and beauty, etc. With this etc., you can already see the Alter Rebbe is not how to explain what is this. What are these levels? I'll explain very briefly because it's going to be useful to understand what continues the rest of the chapter. So what's Chochmeh? Chochmeh, usually translated as wisdom, but we're not talking about a wise person. No, we're talking about the core of an idea. And this is just an example to understand what Chochmeh actually means. In different chapters, the Rebbe is going to go back and forth about this concept of Chochmeh. The essence of Chochmeh really is Bitul. The essence of wisdom is actually nullification. Why? Because let's take just an example. This is only an expression of this, an example of this idea about knowing a subject, a concept, whatever concept it is. First of all, you have in your mind the core idea of the concept, which is like a dot, nekuda, a dot. Not developed, you don't know the details, you couldn't even explain it to somebody else. You just say, I know, I got it in my mind. Can you explain? No. Give me a few minutes, I'll think about it, and I'll explain. What does that mean? Suppose you want to build a house. Another example. So you have the house you want to build in your mind. You know what you want. And you go to a contractor and you say, build my house. And the guy is going to ask you, okay, what do you mean? What kind of house you want? I don't know. I see it in my mind. I have the house of my dreams in my mind. Yeah, but you have to talk to me. You have to explain to me what's the place where you want to build it, what's the budget, how many rooms, how many stores, how many blah, 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 so many details of a house. So Chochmeh means I have the house in my mind. I know the concept. I still did not develop it. Bina means developing the details of the concept. Each one of them at length, at deepness, the deepness, each concept really explaining. And you can take each concept and explain it in so many different ways. So I want rooms in my house. Okay. One room has to be pink because it's for my daughter. One room is going to be blue because it's for my son. And one room is going to be, you can endless details to each detail itself. Endless parts, so to speak, to each. That's Bina. That's Bina. And Das, what does it mean Das? The Alter Rebbe is going to say in a few minutes. Das means is kashrus, connection. That's my concept. In the example of the house, once you already spoke to the contractor and you explained hours and hours of details of the house you want, and the guy was writing down each detail and he's going to do it because he knows his job and so on, you're going to pay, and so that's a different subject. Okay, let's do it. Yeah, I'm going to make this project mine. And I'm going to really connect myself to this project in order to finish it. I'm going to do this, definitely. And I'm not going to stop thinking about this until I finish it. That's Das. That's what it means, Das. Connection. We'll see more details later. Now, all the spheroids, all the ches, gvura, tiferes, that doesn't make any sense to explain it right now. So I'm not going to explain. Kindness and severity and beauty, those are the main three. And the Alter Rebbe continues, kach, the same way, benefesh ha'adam, just as in the structure of creation, God made this structure with 10 levels, which are divided in two, which are mothers and seven doubles. We will see later why. The same thing happens in the soul of a person. Shenechleket l'shtayim sechel u'midos is divided in two, intellect and emotions. What does that mean? Aseichel kol lechokhma v'nedas. The intellect actually includes wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. V'amidos, and the emotions, what are these emotions? Ahavas Hashem, love for God, parenthesis. The Alter Rebbe is already giving an example of this, but you can go actually a step before and say that a soul, every single person in the face of the earth, has the capacity of loving. The question is, what do you love? You can love food, or you can love God. You can love, sometimes there's a combination of things, but what's the main thing you love in your life? What's your life about? So the Alter Rebbe is saying, a soul, which is what we're defining, what does a soul love? God. Just that. Don't talk to me about anything else. I don't know what food means. I don't know what alcohol means. Money. I don't know what you're talking about. God. That's all. Because he's talking about the soul. So what are the emotions of the soul? Ahavas Hashem, loving God. Ufachtoi, fearing God. Ve'irotsoi, pachad and ira. I don't know so much English to explain the difference, but basically are the same idea of fear. Alter Rebbe is going to talk about later what kind of fear we're talking about later, in a few lines, in the next page. So, loving God, fearing God, lefaroi, to beautify your care for the commandments, your keeping the commandments, your actions, make it beautiful. Not what do I have to do now? I have to put on tefillin again. No. Do it with beauty. Those are the emotions. V'chabad nikru imois u'makar lemidos. And these three intellectual levels, the Alter Rebbe says, they are called mothers. Why are they called mothers? Because they are the source of the emotions. Ki amidos v'ntoides chabad, because the emotions are actually they come from their children, quote unquote, of the intellect. Okay, so the Alter Rebbe presented an idea, and now he's going to explain. The explanation of all of this is like this. Now, in Hebrew is like a very interesting phrase. The intellect in the intellectual soul, that thinks and understands everything, Nikra b'shem chokhmah. That's called already wisdom, chokhmah. Your capacity of grasping ideas. I don't want to use the word understanding, but that's already bina. So grasping ideas. Do you get it? Yeah, I get the idea. Do you have all the details of the idea? Really not. But I get it. Something is in my mind about this particular subject we were talking about, whatever such it is. And that in Hebrew, actually, in Kabbalah, it's brought down, is koyachma. That's the power of what? When you really want to grasp something, the first step is recognize you don't know. When you recognize you don't know, you can start understanding now. You can start grasping. Because you're going to hear, you're going to listen, and so on. If you go to a class and you think you already know everything, it could be because maybe the teacher is giving a class for a different target. It's not for you. You already know this. So what are you doing sitting over there? So the class is not for you. I'm sorry. But suppose you go to a class that fits your target and you think you already know the subject, forget it. You're not going to learn. Because every single thing that suppose the teacher knows what he's talking about, every single thing the teacher says, you're going to think, no, maybe he's wrong because I learned. That's it. You lost. The first step is ma, what in Hebrew. Okay, I'm going to assume I don't know. I'm going to listen. When a person actually brings out this potential of grasping things, like Every single human being has some smartness in his mind, could be more or less, doesn't really matter, but you have a power of understanding things, of grasping things. When you actually bring out this power into reality, what does that mean? Shemizboin and besichloi lehovin, see that the Altrebe brought already a different language. Lehovin means from Lashon Bina, understanding. When you meditate in your mind to understand davar leashur leomkoi, something really clearly and deeply, mitoch eize davar chochma, you see the combination. Lehavin is Bina, chochma, constantly playing back and forth, because the Alter Rebbe is saying, once you have something in your mind, you grasp it, now you want to understand it. And it's not the same thing. You first grasp it, you know the house you have in your dreams, in your mind, you have, yeah, but now, come on, give me the details. The constructor needs details. So you understand clearly and deeply the details of some wisdom. Let's suppose, of course, what I'm going to say is wrong, completely wrong, but that's what I want to explain. Let's suppose you have a house of your dreams and you call the constructor, you make a meeting, and you start talking about cows. The cows are in the fields, and there are white cows with black spots, and then there are cows, brown cows. The constructor is sitting over there and say, I don't understand. I build houses, and I'm good at what I do. I build houses, and I charge, and you're going to pay for this meeting also. And you're talking about cows? I don't know about cows. I don't care about cows. Maybe somebody else. So what's the problem over here? You're developing a concept. And you really know a lot about cows and details of cows and the length of the cows. I don't know. But it's the wrong concept. You were supposed to be talking about a house, and you started talking about cows. You got the wrong concept. So when you develop a concept, you always have to keep in mind, what am I developing? What am I trying to know the details of? Now we're talking about a house. Okay, let's go. Rooms and painting and so, okay, whatever, house. Now we're talking about cows. Okay, let's go. Brown cows and white cows. You can't move from the concept. Otherwise, it's a crazy conversation. No. That's why the Alter Rebbe, in his language, is very clear. Mitoich eize dvar chochma. You see, you're developing, you're trying to understand clearly and deeply something from within the wisdom you have in your mind. From the within the grasping, or the thing that you grasped in your mind. Hamuskal besichloi, that you already have in your mind. Like, again, a house. I'm talking about a house. Okay, let's develop the details of the house. The details, leashuro, leamkoi, as the Alter Rebbe says, clearly, deeply, that nikra bina, that's already called understanding. That's when you say, I understand something. That doesn't mean you can explain it to somebody else. That's a different, completely different idea. But at least, yeah, you can say you understand it. Because now you really have the details. It's not just an image, a dream, and no. I can give you all the details. Behen, and these two levels, Chochmah Bina, we call them wisdom and understanding, and Av Bo'em, they're like the father and the mother, and the Zohar brings Abba, Ima all the time. Av Bo'em, father and mother, Chochmah would be the father, Bina would be the mother, and if you want a classical, mystical example of this, why are they called father and mother? Very simple. All of this, and Alter Rebbe hinted to this before, it's all around Hasidism and Kabbalah, it's so common. The example given on the creation of an idea is actually exactly the same thing of a creation of a life. Father and mother. Father gives just a drop, a very simple thing. And what does mother do with this drop? Develop it in the womb into something that is not a drop, it's a baby. With arms and with eyes and with everything. That's what they call father and mother. Chochmah is just a drop. It's just like the point of an idea, an image of my dream, house of dreams. It's just a point. And the mother, what does he do? Develop. Don't bring me an image. T- tell me. That's why they're also connected to Re'iya and Shmiya, seeing and listening. Chochma Bina is the same thing. When you see something, you got it all together at once. Boom, that's it. You saw and you got. But when you have to talk to it, to talk about it to somebody else, you have to so long talking, all the details, so the other person can also build this image in the mind. The Arizal said, and it's written about that, about him, that in half an hour sleeping in Shabbos, he saw in the heavens, whatever, things that would take 80 years to explain to somebody else. Because you can't tell him, yeah, do you see the same thing I see? No, I don't see the same thing you see. So I'll explain to you, blah, blah, blah. 80 years talking to explain what he saw. That's Chochma Bina. That's the difference between these two things. And these levels, Moilides Avas Hashem Ve'iros Upachta, these two levels, Chochma Bina, they give birth, so to speak, to loving God, love for God, and fear for God. He'll explain in a second the fear and the love and so on. Why? Why do you start loving God? Because now you suddenly understand something. Why? Why is an emotion a result from an idea in your mind? Because the intellect in the intellectual soul, when it meditates and goes very deep in the greatness of God. What does it mean, the greatness of God? The Alter Rebbe is going to say just three short phrases, but this could be long for hours and hours and hours, which we're not going to do, but whatever. The Alter Rebbe brings three ideas that later, much, much later in the Tanya, he's going to explain a little bit more. Eichu memale kol almin, what does it mean, the greatness of God? How he fills all the world. Ve'soivev kol almin, how God transcends all the worlds. Ve'kula kamek elechashiv, and everything in front of him is insignificant. These are three different levels, three different ideas, very deep and very long ideas that I'm not explaining right now. It's going to be understood by learning. So by understanding the greatness of God and misboinen, the word misboinenus also comes from the word bina. It's not just seeing. It's not just a dot, so to speak. God is great. Yeah, he's great. I love him. No, you don't love him. Just because that God is great, you're not going to love him. How great is he? And he creates this, and he creates that, and he does this, and that. The more you develop the idea, the more you're going to say, yeah, really, I should love this guy. Okay. By thinking about this, Noilda is, it's born, so to speak. Venisoireda, and it's awakened. These two words are also, like, they have a long explanation in them, within themselves. Noilda venisoireda, it's given birth, something like that. It's born, and it's awakened. Midas iras aroimemus, the moichai, the quality, the attribute, actually, of the fear of the greatness in your mind, umachshavtoi, in your thought. So again, see, the words are very specific. Iras aroimemus bemoichai. In this stage, when the person is thinking, he's not feeling, he's thinking. And in the thought comes up, suddenly, the realization, you realize that God is so great, and who am I? What am I? I'm nothing in front of him. He fills all the worlds, and he surrounds all the worlds, and everything is insignificant in front of him. And suddenly you say, wow, he's great. And it gives you fear. What kind of fear? Is the fear, just an example, it's not the same thing, just an example, it's the same fear, quote unquote, fear that a teacher would have, a regular teacher of math or whatever, would have when he's teaching to the class, and suddenly comes up in the class the last Nobel Prize of mathematics. I don't know if there's a Nobel Prize of mathematics, I don't care. The last genius of mathematics in the world. And the teacher said, I can't continue teaching. There's nothing I can say in front of this guy. And probably this genius, it's like a 95-year-old old man. You blow on him and he falls. You're not afraid that he's going to hit you. What do you mean hit me? I move. I can't even walk. I can run. Forget it. He's not going to harm me. But it's an awe. Like saying, oh, I can't even be standing by this guy. How can I stand side by side with this person? It's impossible. Who am I? That's what it means, iras arroimemus, fear of the greatness of God in your mind. Liro lisboishesh migdulos yitbarach, to fear and to have shame of the greatness of God. You suddenly get full with a sense of, wow, I shouldn't even be teaching mathematics in front of this person. It's impossible. I know nothing in front of this person. She'ein lasoif v'tachlis, the greatness of God doesn't have any end. That's the difference between the example I gave and God. After all, this is also a human being. He might be a genius of mathematics, but he's a human being. I'm also a human being, so there's a level of comparison, at least, between him and me. He's smarter than me, but at least we can compare. With God, ein lo yisoif. There's no comparison. Ufachat Hashem belibay, and suddenly this generates a fear for God in your heart. So you see, ira is in the brain. The fear of God started first in the brain by understanding, really understanding, meditating how great God is. And that generates pachad, fear in your heart. Two different words. Veshuv. And something more is going to happen. Islaev libo be'ahava. Azza keresh peyesh. Your heart is going to be in flames with love, strong love, like the flames of fire. Because this amazing person that is so, quote unquote, fearful, the 95-year-old old man that you blow and it falls, but you're fearful in front of this guy, you still want to be with him. Teach me. Teach me more. You give the class, please. I'll learn from you. I want to learn from you. I want to be close to you. Ira, fear, it's a feeling of rejection. I want to be far from this. I don't understand this. It's too much for me. So you go back, so to speak. Ahava, love, it's a feeling of getting closer. I want to be with this person because I love this person. And you go into experience. Hasheika, hafitza, tshuka. You're going to, I don't know, I don't even know how to translate this. Hasheika means willing. Hafitza also means will. Tshuka means desire. And your soul is going to be thirsty for the greatness of God. I want to feel it. And I want to be close to it. And your soul is going to consume itself for godliness. As it's written in the verses in Tehillim, in Psalms, my soul consumes for God, desires and gets consumed for God. We see that it's written, someone nafshi l'lokim, my soul is thirsty for God. We see someone lecho nafshi, and it's written, my soul is thirsty for you. For you. Etc. V'atzimoin, and this thirst that the person is experiencing, feeling in the heart, u'miyesoida eishe v'nefesh l'lokis, it comes from the attribute, the element of fire in the godly soul. The Alter Rebbe said in the first chapter that there are four elements. It's brought down in different places, in the Rambam also, four elements, and they are in the animal soul. Yeah, but the godly soul also has elements. And over here we're describing the element of fire in the animal soul is anger. So you get angry and you're on fire, so to speak. But the element of fire in the godly soul is love. I'm in love with God, something like that. כמו שכוס בתאים, וכך הוא בצחיים, as the biologist wrote, and also in Kabbalah it's brought down about this subject, שיסד האש הוא בלב, that the element of fire is actually in the heart. Umakra mayim v'aleichus me'amoyach. And the source of water, the element water, and leichus is humidity, it's in the brain. U'kamo shekosu v'etzchaim sharnun, as it's written over there in Kabbalah, in Etzchaim, shehi bechinas chochme. This thing of water is called chochma. Fire is called bina. You only get enthusiasm when you understand. But understanding means you know the details and you meditated on it and you really developed it and then you get fire. You really love it. But then understanding is chokhmah. Wisdom is a different thing. Completely different thing. That's water. Water is tranquility. You're not excited. You understand the thing. You still don't have the details. And that's not excitement. Shenikro mayim shebenefesh alekiz, that's called water in the godly soul. And the rest of the emotions that a person might experience, they are just ramifications of fear and love. Betoldi sayin, and a derivative, whatever, of love and fear. Fear and love. Kama shekasu b'makor, it's written in different place. Okay, so he only explained chokhmah and bina. Wisdom, which is the most seminal point of an idea, most core of an idea, and then understanding, which is the development of the idea. And now he's going to explain das. V'adas u'milashen v'adam yodas chava. What does it mean das? What does it mean understanding? I'm sorry, knowledge, we translated knowledge. Knowledge is just like the Torah says. And the man knew his wife, Chava. People usually say, yeah, the Torah doesn't want to say what they did. No, no. That's not the point. You got it wrong. The Torah is explaining what it means a relationship. It's giving you a tip. You want to relate to somebody else? Das. You need knowledge. Ruloshen is kashrus, it's chabrus. That means connection. Unification, connection, shemekasher, daito bekesher amitz. In the example we said, we brought about understanding godliness, you tie your mind with a very strong knot, v'chazak me'oid, really strong, v'izka machshavta v'chosim gidulat ha'insoy baruchu, and you fix your thoughts strongly in the greatness of God. So those ideas that you thought about in chokhmah, in wisdom, and you developed in bina, you don't forget about them. You're constantly thinking about them. That's das. That's knowledge. I don't know if knowledge is the best translation, but that's what it means. Das, at least. You fix your mind on this. Ve'eina mesiach daitoi. And you don't take out your mind from this. Ki af mishehu chacham benavon begdula sinsei baruch hu. See these two languages. Even if you're really chacham, wise, chochme, and navon, bina, you understand. You really have a lot of wisdom and you really have a lot of development of wisdom in the greatness of God, the Ein Sof Baruch Hu, the infinite. Hine, now, very good. Im lo yikasher daitoi, if you don't tie, so to speak, your mind, attach your mind. Ve'iska machshavta bechoizek uve'asmada. And if you don't fix your thought with strength and constantly, lo yolid benafsha ira ve'ava amitis. You will not produce in your soul fear and love, true fear and love. Forget it. Kim dimyon eshav. It's going to be just imagination. Yeah, I think I love God. If you don't really spend a lot of time, you fix your mind on this, you're not going to love Him. V'alken das u'kiyum amidos. And therefore, das, this knowledge, is what actually sustains the emotions. The chayusanin is the livelihood of the emotions. And this includes kindness and severity, pirush, that means, I'm not going to explain exactly what that means, love for God and all the ramifications of love, and fear for God and all the ramifications of fear. In other words, das means this is mine. And I'm not going to stop thinking about this. And I'm not going to let this go. I'm going to attach myself to that. That's what das means. again, I don't know if knowledge is the best translation, but whatever, that's what that means. In, just to give a very quick example, in Hasidus it's brought down that das is the, something called bechein, and therefore, like you think about something, and you develop this idea, you know the details. Okay, what are you going to do with this now? And therefore what? And then what? The conclusion of all of this flying with your mind, the conclusion is, I have to love God. Okay, so I'm going to think about this and not stop. And that's going to be the livelihood, as the Rebbe says, and the sustain of the midos, of the emotions. If you don't have this conclusion, the concept just goes away. Just as you think about this, you think about something else, and something else, and something else, and something else, and you forgot about the previous one, and gone. So you're not going to feel anything. You only feel when you really, of course, know, understand, and then you bring it down. You make it yours. This is mine. I'm not going to stop thinking about this. That's that.